Blog Talk Radio.
God is working it out. Wait on the Lord. Receive instructions from God. And then when He gives you instructions, move in those instructions.
Welcome to The Best Is Yet to Come with Pastor Brad Morgan. Whatever you are facing in your life, if you are a believer, ask God for His guidance. Listen, act, and most importantly, believe. Today's message is based upon a prophetic assurance that God is working it out.
This is Pastor Brad Morgan. It's good being with you today. And I just wanted to share a word or a phrase that I was actually heard today. Sometimes the Lord just gives me something that seems simple, but yet it will cause change to come in people's lives. And I heard a simple phrase today that God is working it out. God is working it out. Whatever you're facing today, if you're a believer, even if you can't see anything happening by sight, we're not people of sight, but we're people of faith. And God is working it out. Today, I had the opportunity to actually share that phrase with someone in a situation. The Lord just led me, prompted me to share that simple phrase. Didn't really even know the person, but I just told him, I said, I want to tell you something. God is working things out for you. He is at work. And the person began to weep, and I could tell that simple phrase had touched them. I want to take you to 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17. It says, "Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold." Now the stronghold is the place where we can trust God. We can rely on God. So David was going to rely on God. The Philistines also came and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my camp?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David went to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And Baal-perazim means the master of breakthrough. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry hills. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly, for then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. So what I like about this is David was in a situation, and really what the Philistines were trying to do is they were trying to take out the one that was anointed. When we go to the New Testament, we find out that every believer has an anointing, that God's given us an anointing. And the enemy wants to take us out. He wants to take us out from our assignment. But David didn't just try to fight the enemy in his own strength, but he inquired of the Lord. Before he went up against the enemy, he inquired of the Lord. And the first time he told David to go up, "For I'm gonna cause you victory, and you're going to find out that I'm the master of breakthrough." And it says that he broke through again in verse 20. "He broke through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." You know, there was water, there was refreshing, there was a breakthrough where the thing that was hindering, there was a breakthrough, a gush of just the Lord, of breaking through against the enemies. And then he had another attack, and he inquired of the Lord again. And in this attack, God told him, don't go up against them, but I want you to come upon them, circle around behind them, circle around behind them. God sometimes will do sneak attacks on people. People think that they've won, or the enemy thinks that they've won, but God will do a sneak attack. You know, God will even come as a bee, as a hornet. And in the Old Testament, there's a judge called Deborah, and Deborah, her name actually means hornet. I remember a few weeks back, I had a dream, and in that dream, I was in my house. There was a bee nest in the kitchen. Boy, I thought, Lord, that's odd. And you know, I don't want to go in the kitchen because there's a bee nest. But yet, several days after I had that dream, actually I was on a cruise when I had the dream, the Lord began to show me through something I read that those hornets stood for that spirit of Deborah that was coming. And it was in the house. So the Lord was saying, I'm going to use the word of the Lord that comes from your mouth and that comes from your house, I'm going to use that word to do a sneak attack on the enemy. Now, I remember another times when I had an experience with hornets. I was in Kenya. As I was in Kenya, I was sleeping in a guest house, and there were many beehives. And I kept telling the people that were taking care of the house that they needed to do something with the beehives. And so finally they did, and there was thousands of bees. So here we see the Lord using David to go out as a bee and to sting the enemy and to defeat the enemy. The Lord is going to use us to do sneak attacks on the enemy, and God is going to give us instruction on how to defeat the enemy. He says in verse 24, it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. Now, this is another thing in this season. I believe this is a season of acceleration, and God's going to do some things we've been believing for quite a while. God is going to do them quickly. Suddenlies. There's going to be divine suddenlies that are going to come. One day it's going to be one way, and the next day it's going to be totally different. You know, we just celebrated at our church this past Sunday. We celebrated the feast of Pentecost, and Pentecost is based on the church starting. And in Acts chapter 2, we see this suddenly. This suddenly thing, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. And many times when a suddenly gets ready to happen, it's a set time. It's something set that God is doing. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. See, this thing that we're going to see God do is going to be a sound as of a rushy, mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard him speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Pergamon, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our new tongues the wonderful works of God. And so when God filled them with the Spirit, they begin to speak in the languages of the people. They begin to speak in other tongues. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. So we see right here what God's suddenlies will do, what God's outpourings will do. Some people will be amazed and perplexed, and they'll be willing to go past that to actually receive. But other people will begin to mock. They'll mock what God is doing. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters. God said, this thing that I'm doing, this suddenly that I'm doing, I'm going to release a generational blessing, and I'm going to pour out the Spirit of God upon all flesh. Now, this doesn't mean every person in the world, but this flesh has to do with people groups. Upon all people groups, God will pour out his Spirit, and it will cause sons and daughters. The scripture talks about in Isaiah about God bringing his sons and daughters from afar. And I want to tell you something. Some of you have been standing. You've been standing for your sons and daughters. You've been standing for physical sons, physical daughters. And also you've been standing even for spiritual sons and daughters, wanting to see God do something fresh in your life. And God's going to pour out of his Spirit. And there's going to be young men, and there's going to be daughters, and they'll prophesy. They're going to begin to proclaim the word of God. Young men shall see visions. In the Amplified, that word visions means divinely granted appearances. And old men shall dream dreams. In other words, they'll begin to see something. I believe old men will see something even when they've been wanting to, or the enemy's been wanting them to give up on their life or to live in regret, but the Spirit of God is going to visit their lives, and they'll begin to dream it again. But also, I believe they're going to see what God wants to do in the next generation, and they're going to begin to participate in the generational blessing. God is working it out. Wait on the Lord. Receive instructions from God. And then when he gives you instructions, move in those instructions. Realize that God can use you as a hornet, and God can cause you to sneak up and to do a sneak attack on the enemy. The enemy will think that he has you right where he wants you, but before he knows it, God's going to send something that's going to be an attack on him, and the enemy is going to be stung, and there's going to be a breakthrough like the gushing of the waters. You'll hear the sound of marching. It's a season of acceleration as God is working it out. You're going to be able to move, and you're going to be able to move quickly. And I believe this is a season of the double, that God is going to give you double for your trouble. Those of you that have been faithful to the Lord, this is a season of recompense in your life. Father, I just pray for the listening audience today, and I thank you for the Holy Ghost. And I thank you right now for everyone that listens to this message. I pray, God, that you would visit their lives. I pray that there would be fresh fire, and a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon their lives, that there would be new vision, new dreams, new revelation, Lord, that there would be suddenness, God, that one day it would be one way, and the next day it would be totally different, and I thank you for it, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor Brad Morgan. It was good being with you today. I hope you enjoyed the message. I'd like to encourage you to visit our website at newlifebeginningschurch.com. That's newlifebeginningschurch.com. There's a secure site there where you can sow into this ministry. If you'd like to sow by mail, our address is New Life Beginnings Church, P.O. Box 203, Pattison, Texas 77466. If you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to come visit ours. Our Sunday service is at 10:30. The church address is 5609 FM 359 North, Brookshire, Texas 77423. We offer child care for the 4 years old and younger. We also offer children's church for the 5-year-olds up to 5th grade twice a month. On Wednesday nights, we reach out to kids in the Brookshire-Pattison area. We have service and classes that start at 7 p.m. If you have prayer requests or would like to speak with us, our church phone number is 281-802-8094. You can contact me by email at bmorgan20@juno.com. That's bmorgan20@juno.com. This program is sponsored by New Life Beginnings Church. And again, this is Pastor Brad Morgan. And I would like to remind you the best is yet to come. We love you and thanks for listening.